How'd you enjoy the expanded college football playoffs?
I loved it. I think that, listen, the thing that I got a little upset about is people say, well, this team should have been in, they should have been in, there's no reason, you know, Indiana should have been in. You know what? Too bad. The regular season matters, and your record matters. So, you know, it's not a beauty contest and just putting in the, you know, the fifth best SEC team over somebody else that lost one game in, you know, in the rest of the college football in one of the other power divisions. So I think that worked. The thing I would hope that they tweak, one, I hope they go to 16, but I hope they tweak the seeding system. There's no reason that Oregon went through the season undefeated, and then their first playoff game, they're facing Ohio State again, who was probably the second best team or the third highest ranked team going into the playoffs. I think you have to make the seeding so everybody understands it. There shouldn't be a ranking and then a separate seeding for who plays who. And if you're going to seed teams, do it like the College World Series. When you win and there's a bracket, who's ever the worst team is playing the highest ranked team, similar to the NFL. But I think for most part, in the first season of it, it worked.
You know, why don't they just rank them just from 1 to 16 or 1 to 12, make it now? If you want to go to 16, 1 to 16, and don't do that you have to win the conference and this and that and this. If you win your conference, you're probably going to be in the top 12. If not, your conference is garbage, but you're still not one of the best teams. That's what got to me was that, like, Arizona State was ranked higher than teams that were better than them just because they were in a bad conference. I don't think the conference thing makes sense.
Well, they had to guarantee conferences a slot in the playoffs. So if you guarantee them a slot in the playoffs, they just said, okay, that's going to be a bye. Now, in the future, if you guarantee a slot, you say, you know what? You're guaranteed a slot no matter what when you win the conference. But we're seeding the playoffs as the rankings, as the coaches poll and the whatever, the AP, UPI poll, and that's how we're going to seed it. And, you know, you go by that. But then there's no advantage to losing or to winning your conference. So because you want the bye, you don't want to have to play that extra game. But, you know, so I think that they have to figure out a system to guarantee a spot for each Power Four conference member, but then also we can't have a
situation.
I think Crowder's
right, though. If you're going to win a conference, you're going to be in anyway. So what's the point in having to guarantee it?
But they weren't because the Big 12, I mean, Arizona State won the conference. I think they were 16th going into the game, so they weren't even in the top 12. That's why Alabama got kicked out as 12. And everybody was complaining that should have been Miami, Alabama, Ole Miss, or South Carolina. That was who they thought was the 12th best team. But it wasn't the 12th best team ranking-wise because Arizona State won the conference, and they're guaranteed one of those 12 spots.
What conference is FIU in again, Solana?
Conference USA, Hawk.
Sun Belt. Oh, no. They came from the Sun Belt. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're in conference.
I'm not certain that they're in either of those two conferences that you guys just mentioned.
Haven't been in the Sun Belt. Haven't been in the Sun Belt in a decade, Gino. Conference USA.
Are they really in Conference USA?
They are, 100%.
What about expanding it, like you said, to 16 and guaranteeing the Conference USA winner a spot?
I agree. I expanded to 16.
I was talking out of my butt there.
Listen, go to 16, and here's the thing. If we can take over scheduling like the NFL, get rid of the three cupcakes, you know, that Channing and his Gators used to play at the start of every season.
Used to play.
Yeah, you learned a lesson this start of this season. You know, learned a lesson.
A couple directional schools and that. And, you know, we let somebody, you know, a commissioner of college football, similar to the NFL, schedule the Big 12, playing the Big 10, SEC, playing the SEC, ACC. And all of a sudden, at the end of the year, you will be able to evaluate who would have beaten who, or at least give you some framework of that team played the same team and this is how they performed against that. It would give you a better idea of who truly is, you know, one of the 12 best teams in the country.
I'd like to nominate Gino as commissioner of college football.
I'm in.
That's inspired right there. That's an inspired position.
Yeah, I think Saban's politicking for that position.
They yelling at you, Gino? Because I know you were able to schmooze your way into the Masters.
You know, I'm not really sure.
It may not be so easy at the Orange Bowl.
I'm not really sure where the hell I'm going. I got a silver pass, but I see black north, maroon, black south, ADA south, but I'm pulling in. I'm just
like
going
the, it's
in
like the movie Swingers. Perhaps you'd be more comfortable at this table over here.
I'm gonna just show the Metro Dade police my Heisman ring and see if that gets me.
That's the way you play it. I'd have brought the whole trophy if I were you.
If I don't say my name 8 times going to the Hard Rock Stadium, I have not done my job. Hey, how you doing? Channing Crowder. Remember back 05 to 10? Hey,
Channing Crowder. Crowder's not just wearing his jersey. He's wearing the pants and the helmet, too.
Thank you. You know what the best is, Crowder? Is I love that you got a new grill and you post like the most, the best video of you and a baseball bat just like letting your old grill have it. I love that, but I'm very disappointed that we did not get to see the toss into the lake where you started the coral reef in your backyard.
the Davy coral reef.
We'll keep this between me and you. I think they're on to me.
Listen, we saw the video. That thing would have disintegrated the moment it hit water. Gino Toretta.
He lit the grill on fire, and that thing, the bottom fell out of lighting on fire.
That grill's been waiting to run away for 5 years. Gino Toretta is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, 2 locations, Pinecrest and Davie. See you, Gino.
All right, guys.